Blog Talk Radio.
Examples, real examples, logical examples of Amun, right? I said that Amun exists as a people, as a race, first and foremost, and ahead of that race or group of people comes one who will lead that group of people. Same way you have a president who leads a nation of people. Same way you have a governor, whatever, a person who heads or who is in power, leads a group. That's how Amun works. Amun is a title, means and the N from the ancient cuneiform and things like that, and the Sumerian meant Lord, which is where you get the word Lord from in your Bibles and things like that, where they copy from them the whole praise the Lord thing. Ruler, one who rules over a race or a race of people, right? Now, I said Amun is real because Amun begat human, right? What is Amun? I always said that Amun was a man who houses a soul, which you refer to in this physical form as a so-called black man, who is not actually a black man, but a bright one, one who houses solar intelligence, a physical man, an advanced man. Now, people who have a problem with that logic, that's because these are people who don't see themselves as omni people or people who are advancing into the future. I said that those people who are in tune with that future self or that higher self, right, that advanced self, have evolved into omni beings or advanced beings on each level, past, present, and future, and continuous future, right? Because we are in a state of evolution. Amun is an evolved black man. Amun is an evolved so-called black man, one who has come into the light or into the intelligence of who he is, right? This is real. We are waking up as a race of Amun beings right now. This is the evolution or the choosing that we're going through right now as the elect. Now, you have people who are going around the 5% and all these people talking about Allah is real, or that Jesus is real, or Jehovah, and all these false gods that came from the mindset or the limited way of thinking of the white man. They say that these beings or these titles are real for a real person or a real man. How does Allah relate to man? He can't. There's no relation between Allah and man, because whenever they tell you to describe Allah, you get 50 different descriptions of Allah. He's a spirit. He's a force. He's a man from Yah, what y'all say. You get 50 different descriptions of Allah. Excuse me. Jesus Christ, he's God. He's the Son of God. He's a spirit. He don't have a race. He's not have a physical form. Those are mystery gods. Those are spook gods. Anytime you can't get a real answer, one real solid answer, then you're dealing with mystery gods, spook gods. When you go back to ancient Egypt, they didn't say Amun was a spirit. They didn't say Amun was an unseen force, even though the word Amun means the hidden. But I'll explain that in a minute. They always showed Amun as a man, right? And continuously, we're saying that Amun is still a man, constantly in different states of forms of evolution. I am Amun. My people are the Amun race. We are Amun in different forms, different states, different fashions, right? Different stages of a continuous evolution. That is Amun. Now, that's as logical as I can be. I don't have a beginner's guide or a slow learner's kit for you Negroes that's still caught in religion. All right? Amun is physical because we're standing here. We're breathing. We are Amun. I am Amun. We are an Amun race. This is where your story comes from, where it talks about God and angels. That's people, advanced people, advanced thinkers. Every time they spoke about Amun-Ra in Egypt or the Son of Man, and where you got this from in your religion, they're talking about a man who houses the intelligence of God or Amun. However, and God or Amun has different forms of himself, right, in different stages and all time frames. And messages are transmitted from the future self, the advanced self of Amun, to different states of Amun in different stages and time frames. Just as you have the Amun race who have higher forms of themselves, men and women who are of the Amun race have higher stages and higher forms of themselves, and we are realigning ourselves with our future selves, our present-day selves, with our future selves, our bloodline, our children, our ascendants. We are aligning ourselves to produce that Amun race. We are in a state of evolution. That's what Ammon is. Ammon is one, the man, a man, who sits at the head of a race of Ammon beings. We realize that. We receive that reception about Ammon, who Ammon really is. He's not a deity. Like, y'all, that whole idea of some deity, some unseen being, that came from some misunderstanding of the white man and the rest of the races of people who came and wanted to make some unseen God, right? They misunderstood what our people were saying, because we were the first ones to bring the whole, the intelligence of a higher or a supreme race or being of people, a race of people who we perceive. Because everything that we're doing in society, we're following someone else. I said that Ammon is real in us because the people, as I'm speaking about Ammon now, people are coming freely to Ammon. They're coming freely. Unlike you people who follow Islam, Christianity, and Judaism, you came by way of slavery. You were forced by the white man, by the Arab, and all these other people. So that proves that your God is false, because somebody had to convince you or force you into it. No. Ammon, or the speaking of Ammon's name, and the intelligence that flows through me out to the people, is drawing them. Because Ammon is like a magnet. Ammon has a magnetic attraction to the people who bear his name in their foreheads, and he will pull those people, and they will come freely once that message of who he is resonates in their forehead, resonates in their third eye, meaning their mind, that place that houses the light. The word Pharaoh back in the ancient day, from the word Pharaoh, meant that which houses the lighthouse. What light was the Pharaoh housing? The light of God, or Ammon. Ammon lives continuously in us. It is a bloodline. It is a race. It is a group of people. Just like you have human, you have Ammon. Ammon begat humans. Our bloodline is continuous. I represent Ammon in this day and time. I said it. I represent Ammon. Now, what these Negroes look for, you know, he said, oh, is the intellectual saying, is he saying he God? No, I didn't say that. Because God is incomplete, just as the devil is incomplete. I'm a whole man. I'm a whole man with a whole mind that is beginning to think and receive. Ammon is a whole man. Ammon is beyond God, above God. God is some incomplete idea that you got from some white man. That's why you got this dualistic principle of God and the devil. Two split off forces going against each other. That's some dualistic nonsense that came from the white man. And you Negroes still buy into that because you still got a slave mentality. You still believe in Allah. I don't care if you say ourself, Lord and Master, or whatever you call it, whatever acronym you make up, or you calling Islam ourself, Lord and Master, or arm, leg, arm, head, or you following some white man who look like who you call Allah, you still following a man. You're following a man that doesn't look like you. He gave you his understanding or his theology on it, and you accepted it, and you didn't question it, and it made no sense. You took the intelligence from an artificial man, the one you call the devil, and you adopted it to yourself, and you called yourself God, but they were incomplete. That was the problem. A full man, a supreme being, is a full man, housing both good and evil within himself, or what you call God and the devil. Those are personalities. But y'all try to make it some grand thing and some science behind it. There's no science behind it. It's nothing but a bunch of nonsense and incomplete thought. Ammon is a supreme man, an advanced black man. And those of you who are on that stage of evolving from black men into bright men, you are becoming Ammon beings. You are becoming Ammon. You are becoming a race of Ammon beings. It's a race. Those you people who are following the religions of man, you have nothing to say. You have nothing to say. Because you got that during slavery. You got it through in bondage. And if you still carry any tie, I don't care if you accepted it later on down the line from Elijah Muhammad or Clarence 13X. It still came by way of bondage because y'all try to act like that didn't happen. Y'all got this mentality like, our people wasn't slaves under the Arabs, and that's how we came in contact with Islam. Y'all try to act like that part didn't happen. You create this history about how the black man was Allah and all this other nonsense. Yet it's this mystery history that you can't find. No, there's only one history on how y'all came about and got connected with Islam through the white Arabs. Same way you got connected to Christianity through the white slave masters here. Same way you got connected through the Israelite teaching or the so-called Hebraic law, right, which was an amalgamation of Babylonian teachings and other things that people came together with under Egypt, and they took bits and pieces of what the Egyptians was teaching or the so-called Kemites was teaching about Amun, and they added it in to create the Hebraic law, which they took from the negative confessions that the Kemites were talking about, the 613 negative confessions. So it's all a ripoff. But this is what happens when you allow people who have limited intelligence, your human race, you can't explain Amun to them. So what do? They take it and split it in half and create a dualistic nature. That's how they were able to breed Islam and Christianity out of that. Right? They were able to breed Christianity, Islam, Judaism, all that out of that. From a connection that we had with our ascendants, those who came from another world into this world. Now, a lot of people say, oh, brother, that's mystery, that's spookism, that's crazy. You standing on the goddamn planet. Somebody put you here. You didn't just appear here. Somebody put you here. You came from a bloodline. You're going to produce a bloodline. How real is that? You telling me you God? What is God? God is the counterpart of the devil, according to what you teach. That's that dualistic, incomplete mindset coming from mankind. It didn't even come through you so-called black men. It came from the white man. That's that mindset you adopted from him. When I taught about Amun, and what you hear me teaching about Amun, it's not coming from the white man. It's not coming from none of these black so-called conscious and educated Negroes. It's coming through me. It's coming through me from the future, from the Amun who constantly, continuously moves forward. We are making an alignment or an alignmental connection with my Amun self. And those people who are coming with me, you are making an alignment with your futuristic Amun self. You are advancing into Amun beings. It's just an alignment. That's what the whole alignment was about. Coming in contact with your future self, with your ascendants, because the line of ascendancy has been broken. We're supposed to be growing into a race of Amun beings. Though we are connected to it through bloodline, the majority of the black race, they're finished. There will be no line of ascension for them. That's why they can't get this through their head when I'm describing simple things about who Amun is. And I'm addressing the reality of it, of the reality of who Amun is. See, you know what they expect? They expect some Negro to come out of the sky, right, to run out of the sky and do magic tricks. And poof, this is here, and poof, that is here. That's what they think. That's what they think Amun is like their god. You know, the mystery spook god that they adopted from the white man and that whole theology? No, Amun don't work like that. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, though he was coming through Islam, he told you that God, or what he referred to as God, those supreme beings, those people, were scientists. Do you believe that biblical story about how everything, you know, that God popped everything into existence and it got here? So you think God is a magician and he going to do magic tricks and he going to fly through the air like Superman? So that's what you're looking for. That's really what you Negroes look for. When you go, well, where is this Amun at? Show me this Amun. So what? What are you going to say? They ain't going to stop you from smoking weed. And they ain't going to stop you Negroes from sitting around doing nothing, being zeros. Is it going to change you? Are you evolving into Amun beings? No, you still want to hang on to Jesus and Allah and all those other false gods from the white man that you got during your slave mindset. You sharing gods with these people. You sharing their philosophy. When somebody tells you something, asks you something, you looking to them as an authority on it. So how is meeting Amen, showing up in person, in this person, going to change you? No, what you really want to do, you want to look eye to eye with this person, and you want to question them so you can disrespect them, especially if you look like a black man. That's what you really want to do, tear him down. You're not working to build up this race of Amen beings. That's why you want to make Amen, you know, wait, let me meet this Amen. I'm Amen. Now what? I'm standing up on this and answering questions. I'm Amen in physical form in this day and time. I'm Amen. Now you want to pick me apart. I'm forming a cult and all this other stuff. I had a 5% tell me, oh, who is this Amen? Is he a mystery god? Is he a spook god? I said, no, Amen is a continuous man. And he left extensions of himself in every time frame. That's who Amen is. I represent Amen in this time frame. Don't care if you accept it or not. Don't really care. That's what the Son of Man is. One who houses the intelligence of Amen in this day and time, way ahead of anybody else. And I think we can agree, nobody can touch Mentalect. White, black, blue, purple, Martian, alien, nobody can touch Mentalect. We opened the phone for you. I stood up on this. This intelligence comes through me. This is not information to blow nobody's mind. This is real. And we building in the name of Amen, in the name of this race, this solar intelligent race of beings, this bright race. And no, there's no room for the black man and his ignorance, or the black woman who want to worship Jesus and Allah and those dead false gods of the white man, or those false gods. They ain't dead because they never was living. Right? This ain't open for that. We dealing with truth here. We dealing with the raising of a people, mentally and physically. That's Amen in power. I said Amen is a magnetic force. He is a magnetic personality. Because based on how he's saying and resonating to the people are going to come to him freely. The people that's in the state of mental, that's coming to the state of mental, they came here freely because they heard the message. It resonated with them. That proves Amen is real. Y'all got y'all Allah and y'all Jesus from the white man through slavery. So that proves your God is false. He admits, the white man admits, if you need the white man, because a lot of you need the white man to say, okay, that's right. He admits that he received intelligence from elsewhere to put all of this here. But you Negroes believe it came from the white man. You believe Facebook came from the white man. You believe the computer came from the white man. You believe the car came from the white man. You believe the radio came from the white man because you worship the white man. That's why you believe that. You believe that. You believe all that came from the white man. You don't think that it came through him. You don't think that it came through him because you don't understand advanced intelligence. You don't understand advanced people. What took the white man from scratching his ass in the cave to now? When he was going glug, 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 glug in the cave, what took him there? That had to be supreme intelligence, someone who sent him intelligence, because you always ask, where is this intelligence coming from? It's coming from the future, from a race of people who live continuously and move through the future in another world. But I guess you got to wait for ancient aliens to tell you that. You got to wait for the white man to tell you that. Our people been saying it, but it's not good enough for you because it ain't the white man didn't say it all the way yet. He didn't agree with it. He didn't upgrade his Allah and Jesus theories and his philosophies for you Negroes yet. So when the intellectual Nubian Menkaures comes and this intelligence is flowing through him, not this information, it's not information, this is intelligence, live feed flowing through him, the fire is resonating in the people. They feel it. I want to thank you, self-born Allah, though I know you're not going to come on here and show and prove anything about your Allah and what you believe in your 5% doctrine. I want to thank you for giving it, for inspiring me. You know what I'm saying? Amen put you in my foresight, in my crosshairs to do this topic. I want to thank you. I stand up on what I'm teaching in Mentalect. I stand up in the name of Amen as a future and continuous being. I am Amen. I am raising my people in this day and time. I'm doing the work. The fact that we doing the work in the name of Amen, and it ain't come from any man here on earth, That's proven that it's coming from on high. And what is on high? The hereafter or the future. Because the future world is already laid out and Amun is continuously moving through it as a man. You brothers and sisters who are coming amongst the elect, you are chosen to house the light of those Amun beings. House their intelligence. That's why you're going through a genetic uplift when this message comes to you and it starts to resonate. That's why you're going through it. That's why you're coming here and you're drawn to this. Because that magnet is pulling you. Only a live magnet can pull people to it. Not a dead magnet, not something that's not working. If it's causing people to move, if it's causing people to think, if it's resonating in the minds of people, then it's alive, it's real. He is real. He lives in us. You know? Sorry if, you know, you want to see some fake God do magic tricks. You can go to David Blaine for that. He could do magic tricks for you. Is he going to be your new Allah? Obviously, y'all got no problem with making some white man your God. Whether it's Fard or whoever, you got no problem with that. Many of the so-called black men, somebody look like you, first thing y'all want to do, y'all want to tear him down. You Negroes want to debate. But funny how you didn't debate the white man when he gave you Jesus and Allah and all that. You just accepted it. You accepted the Quran. You accepted the Bible. I come up and I'm making posts about Amun. Oh, who is this Amun? A spook god? Yeah, Allah is a spook god. He's a spook god. You not Allah. Some Arab. That came from some Arabs. You can't even speak full Arabic. You can't even speak full Arabic. You can't tell me anything other than what somebody said to you. Some man in physical form today, standing here with you, said to you that you can't verify, and the only reason you went with it because you like how it sounds. You didn't go with whether it made sense, whether it resonated logically with you, because there is no logic in you people that accept these false gods. There is no working intelligence in you. So Amun is absent of you. So, of course, to you, Amun is not real. When we are the living embodiment or the manifestation coming together, that's Amun's power working through us. It ain't me. I'm just an instrument. I'm just an instrument. All the beings that have Amun's intelligence, every man, whether the man was a pharaoh in Egypt, whether it was a man standing here in America today, we house the intelligence of Amun in this day and time. Those people who are coming along, they house the intelligence of Amun. You can't say that about Allah, because then you got to, because you exist in Islam as the black Muslims. You exist in Christianity as the black Christians, because you got a white counterpart. You exist in the same religion as the man you call the devil. You believe the same things. You acknowledge the same God. You got white Muslims. You got white Christians. The same men you call the devil who you claim to hate, you share the same God with him. You just a black version of him. So that proves that your God is false. There is no white mentalist. There is no white man in tune with Amun. You understand that? They trying to be. You know, Amun, whatever Amun sends to these people in power, he sends at his will, because he utilizes man to keep order. That has always been the thing of the day, to keep order on this planet. The fact that there's a structured government on this planet proves that Amun exists. Where did they get it from? Who are they following? You think they coming up with this on their own? Again, you think you give the white man too much credit. You think he's keeping this all together himself? Who put the planet here? That came from thinking minds. Who put the biological structure of man and woman together? That came from thinking people. So how can you sit up here and say Amun is not real? Amen. Amen. A omni man. A continuous man. Right? An advanced man. Are we not supposed to be producing advanced people coming out of our bloodline from our children, our ascension? See, the problem with our people is, like I said, when we explain Amun as a man, as one who is leading the people, like I said, we go back into the mystery thing again, because you think an Amun is God or a deity. And like I said, Amun is not a God. Amun is not a deity. He is not no magical, mystical, sitting on the clouds on the throne in a chair. That's what goes back to your mind. That's why we stopped using God and the devil. That's why we had to stop doing that. See, because we didn't want to get into that submental way of thinking with the rest of the people that use those terminologies like God and the devil. We didn't want to get into that. Because then you start thinking, well, you know, he must be a mystery God. You know, I don't see Amun. He talks about Amun. When I'm talking about Amun, I'm talking about us. When I'm talking about Amun, I'm talking about me. And I'm talking about me continuously. Amun is a title. There's future Amuns. And I said, as Amun is moving into the future, he's crowning Amun beings in the present. Just as he crowned Amun beings, when I say crowned, I mean cut on the light mentally in their head, put his intelligence in the heads of these people, made reception, live reception with those people to do what they did. Same way those pharaohs and those people who built those kingdoms were receiving intelligence from those highly advanced people, those futuristic people, those Amun beings. It's the same way I'm receiving it now to raise our people up. I said it, and I stand on it. I said it. I'm doing the work. All these people that standing around, they doing the work, but they ain't doing no work. So how am I going to take you and your God, your Allah, your Jesus, your Jehovah, how am I going to take you seriously? Your power to attract people comes from the white man. That's why you got to keep his image up. That's why if you notice you go in the black church, if they don't put the image of the white man up, a lot of the black people are going to leave. And the reverend said that. So their power comes through the white man. Y'all still got the image of Fard up. Y'all calling him God. And he looked like a white man. You could come with this whole mystery story. That's some mystery stuff right there. He got a mother named Baby G, and his father's a black man, but he's sitting up there looking like Prince Charles. Are you serious? Are you serious? You 5%, y'all believe that. You believe that. Are you serious? I said the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was Amun. He represented Amun in that day and time. Because he's part of the bloodline. Fard isn't, obviously. But y'all had a problem with that because y'all wanted to keep putting Fard up there. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad used the image of Fard. See, that was the intelligence of Elijah Muhammad. He used the image of Fard because he knew you Negroes were still brain dead, that you wanted to worship a damn white man. Or somebody looked like a white man or whatever. He knew it. That's why he left it up there. Y'all, if he said God is he's God or he came in the person of God or whatever the case may be, y'all wouldn't have accepted that. Because y'all got this inclination to disrespect each other. What do you conscious Negroes call it? Willie Lynch. So you don't really believe no black man is no supreme being. You don't believe that. Because I asked everybody, I said, if you had a problem with what I say, I opened the mic for you to challenge mentally. I opened it. None of y'all stepped up. All you did was put little queer, little cowardly, faggoty little comments on my post and said what you said, but you ain't man enough to come up here and call and question. I stood up on Amun. I said it. I said mentally is new. Nobody challenged that. I said this is the only thing that's going to raise our people from the dead. What are y'all advocating? Smoking weed? Watching a baseball game? Smoking cigarettes from the devil that you call a white man? You niggas, y'all pathetic. And I'm being raw and uncut tonight because that 5% made me mad. And I'm not even being emotional about it. I'm not emotional about it. I'm actually happy. I just had to put a little fire to you guys. You understand that? I had to put a little fire to that. Amun is real. Like I said, because the word man or man is part of that. Begat that human. Begat that human. That artificial man. That created man. A man created that artificial man. A real man. A thinking man created that artificial human. Ain't no human created himself. You understand? Ain't no human created himself. Somebody created the human and the human woman. aka your East Indian and your East Indian, your Asian and your white man, the people with the fur, that you black people who in darkness think y'all are part of. But Amun is reaching into our people and telling us and waking us up in this day and time, this real day and time, to tell our people that we are a different species, that we are a different race, that we are of the Amun race. See, our evolution has been interrupted, people. But Amun is making connection with us. Our ascendants, our children, our grandchildren, our great-great-grandchildren who have made it, who are the Amun beings, are making contact with us. We are their modern-day counterparts. That is Amun. He who is in charge of the Amun race, the Amun beings. That is Amun. I am representing Amun this day and time. We are one of a collective of many. That's real. Now, again, those who don't accept that, fine. I've explained it logically. You know, ain't nobody falling out of the clouds. They already came here already. Ain't nobody sitting on no cloud. Ain't nobody going to do no Puff the Magic Dragon tricks for you. The trick is, or I shouldn't even say the trick. It's not even a trick. The work is in raising the intelligence of the people. That's the work. See, you know why the black, again, you know why the black men want to see some God, Amun, and see if he's a spook God? Because he's looking for miracles. He's looking for miracles. And I think we done produced a miracle already, getting the damn black man to think, waking our people up, pulling up from amongst the mentally dead black man and black woman. See, they looking for miracles so they don't have to do the work. They looking for somebody to come so they don't got to do the work. They looking for somebody to come in and change their life. Then they want to be arguing and fighting with that person. They're not going to accept that person anyway, but they want to just have somebody to argue back and forth with. That's what they call debating or building. You know, they want to argue about why they should stay in the gutter smoking cigarettes and smoking weed and drinking liquor. They want somebody to argue back and forth with them about that. Right? Or, you know, they want an excuse to stay the way they are, which is doing nothing. Amun starts our people moving forward in motion. The Omni one starts our people moving forward in real time and real motion. That has started in the state of Mentel, and it's going to continue. We are receivers. We are mentalists. We're not no black mentalists. There's only us. There's only one. One supreme people. We didn't get our philosophy or our ideology or any theology from no white man or no Arabs like y'all cats did. This is coming through us from our ascendants. We are coming firmly in line with our ascendants, the Amun race. Right? Questions, comments. Amun lives in us. We're standing here. Questions, comments. Right? Questions, comments. You know? Questions, comments. I'll ask people if I'm coming in clearly. Please let me know I'm coming in clearly. I said I wanted to give a logical statement to Amun. I put a real face to Amun. I said, every son of man is a representative of Amun. Every son of man is Amun. He is the lighthouse. So I am Amun in this day and time. I tell my people, I said, as we're moving forward, like I said, stop thinking of Amun as a god, because a god is a mystery, is a fantasy, is false. It's Negroes who live in Fantasy Island. They thinking of some Greek, Roman, Greco ideology of some god sitting up on some cloud with sandals, shooting lightning bolts out of his hands, right? Zapping this here, zapping that there. That's not real. That's not real. What is real is people evolving through mental capacity, through higher mental capability, so that they start doing or advancing in their intelligence. And you will start to see the power come out of the people. Hell, the power to stop our people from accepting the philosophies and ideologies of mankind. That's a great feat already, to get our people to start thinking again. That's a hell of a feat. Because we got brothers sitting here. I got brothers sitting here with me right now. They actually having logical conversations that's independent of the damn white man. Can y'all do that? How many of y'all could do that? They're not sitting up here talking about, oh, well, you know, according to this theory, this, then the third, and according to this. No. They actually thinking. So that is intelligence in motion. That's Amen in motion. That's the Amen coming in them, because the ability, or what differentiates Amen from you regular men, is that Amen is thinking continuously, constantly. That's where the white man got you Negroes beat, because he's trying to get on the level of Amen. That's why he's continuously thinking. He's continuously thinking ahead. Well, now we started our machine forward. We're thinking ahead, and we're doing. We're moving forward in the name of Amen, in the name of our true race. Right? Like I said, Amen is not God. Amen is not the devil. Amen is supreme. Your God and the devil are figments of the white man's imagination and yours. Incomplete figments. Good and bad. God and devil. Yet, you claim that spook gods are what people present. And you know what? I said this, and I explain this all the time. I didn't explain it in this. I didn't take this form or do it to take a whole broadcast to explain this gradually. I said Amen is an eternal blood link. It's an eternal race. I took time to explain that. Right? Would y'all have been happy if I said Amen was really Master Fahd Muhammad? See, you can't question that no more, because he gone. You can't question that. But I stood up and I answer questions in the name of Amen all the time. I said, Amen's intelligence flows through me, not from me. The true people who are able to flow intelligence through them, divine intelligence, or should I say supreme intelligence, not divine, supreme intelligence, comes from future thought. It comes from people sending that thought. Images being generated into your head, intelligence being generated into your head from someplace else. Because whenever people say, if you notice, I said when people say, you know, you come up with something, or I would say something, people go, where you get that from? You wouldn't accept the answer that I came up with it, or it came from me. You're not accepting that. You asking, where did it come from? And I agree with you. Intelligence comes from somewhere, whether on a high mental plane or on a submental plane. On a submental plane, the white man, he controls the intelligence here, or the information here. He controls the information here in the submental world. So who controls the intelligence on a higher level? Damn sure ain't you black men. No, it's an advanced black man, so-called black man, bright men, solar intelligent beings sending live reception, advancing the people through intelligence, waking us up. And this intelligence is resonating in a new race. So when I say Amen and I break it down, a lot of people going, that makes sense. That's you starting to think again. That's the solar intelligence starting to work in you, resonating in you, starting the wheels turning. Because how do you know when there's real power present? You start to see movement. That's why I said the state of mental is an intelligence movement. We're doing the work in the name of Amen. Now, like I said again, people will say, you know, well, you see the Christians out here doing the work. You see the Muslims doing the work. Yeah, but y'all doing it in the name of the white man. That's the problem. You're not doing it in the name of no higher source, because everything you say all sound the same. You got too many people following you. And I said, when you got too many people following something, that proves that it's not pure. Same way, I'm going to use the analogy of drugs. When you cut up drugs to stretch it to a lot of people, what happens? It becomes impure. Because you had to water the message down. So you got millions of Muslims, you got millions of Christians, you got millions of Jews and Israelites or whatever, thousands of Israelites. That means the message is impure, which now means it's artificial and it's false. But intellect will only draw a chosen few. They say in the book of Revelation, 144,000. That's pure. 817, call back. I will answer your call. I'm taking calls. 817, you call back. I will take your call. Because I want calls to come in here. I don't want nobody to say that, oh, he did a whole broadcast and he didn't take any calls. I'm taking calls. If they're logical, if you got something intelligent to say, I'm taking calls. because we dispelling the myth, or we are going from beyond the shadow, we're coming from behind the shadow of a doubt that I'm coming with some false teaching about Amun, some spook unseen God. Right? I'm taking that away. So 817, if you want to call in and ask a question, anybody, I put myself out to be questioned. I put myself out to be tested, you know? I put myself out to be questioned. You understand? I open myself up for questions. All right, 817. 817, you're on the air.
Yeah, peace, it's Rakim.
All right. Peace, brother.
What's the science? Peace, brother.
Peace.
So, what's the science? What you want to build on?
So it's the science. The science. There's no science. The intelligence is mentalect, brother.
Okay. What is mentalect?
Mentalect is advanced intelligence for a mentally elect people, those who are moving forward or thinking forward into the future.
Okay. On paper, that sounds progressive. But where are you getting this information from?
I just told you, it's coming from the future. And what I let me explain what I mean. And I'm explain to you what I mean. Do you have children? Do you have children? Do you are your children gonna have children?
Indeed.
Okay. So there's a bloodline that's being laid out forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you would call what? An ascension, right?
Right.
Okay, so that's where this intelligence is coming from, because the future is already laid out. It is already, just as the past has been laid out.
Explain
to you what I mean. Okay. You have thoughts of deja vu, right? Or thoughts of the future, right? You ever get that?
Deja vu, yes.
Do you ever get thoughts of the future that you have?
That's not easily interpreted as, you know what I'm saying, thoughts of the past, thoughts of the future. You know what I mean?
No. Okay. Have you ever gotten a thought, or you have thoughts? People do this all the time. They call it clairvoyance. It happens to me all the time, where you're thinking of something and future and in the future or whatever, and it happens. Does that happen?
Indeed.
Okay. So if the future doesn't exist already, then how are you having thoughts of it and then it's happening?
That's not showing improvement.
That is showing improvement, because if I have a thought of the future, right, and what I thought about happens in the future, that means, and wait a minute.
When you have a thought of the future, have you ever seriously had a thought of something that was going to happen and it manifested the exact way you thought it?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Did you write this down?
Several times.
Did you show improve whenever you had that thought in order to show your followers that you are who you say you are and you're doing the work that you say you're doing? Have you ever took pictures of a thought written down and like, look, told your followers, look, this is what I'm thinking. You know what I'm saying? This is going to happen here in the future. And it came to be.
Yep. Sure did. I told them. Wait a minute. I told them certain things. Right, and I told them about the Amun race. I told them about the Amun genetic, and eventually scientists are going to admit. Hold on, let me finish, brother. Wait a minute. You asked me. Let me finish. I told them about the Amun race, and I told them that scientists are going to admit that we are not part of the human race. The so-called black man and black women are not part of the human race, but a totally different species. I said they're going to admit that. Now you have scientists who are coming out. And they're saying that black people, it was a scientist, he came out, we put it on our future race of gods, that scientists are saying now that black people are not part of the human race.
Okay. And what scientists are saying? Do you have any names? And do you have
any particles? You can Google a name, brother. You can Google a name.
Give me a name to Google.
I don't know the name offhand, brother. You can Google a name. Just put black people are not part of the human race. The people
But some information like that. It's some information like that that you're telling me obviously would be important to your movement. Why would you not know the name of these scientists?
Well, here's the thing.
Because
I went.
Because whenever, no, here's the, no, one second. I'll let you speak. Okay. So here's the thing. Whenever you're dealing with facts and you want to show and prove who you are and what you are and what you stand for, you're not gonna forget things like that. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to say scientists say this. It's easy to say scientists say that. Do you know how many European scientists said that the black man was inferior? Do you know how many European scientists said that, you know what I'm saying, the root of civilization is in Europe? You know what I'm saying? Well, and we both know that that is not right and exact. So
okay,
let
me answer you. First of all, it wasn't really that important to me whether the scientists agreed with me or not. I just said they would start saying that. It wasn't important to me. I just based it in logic and intelligence that you could look at our people and see how we look, how our hair grows, and how we move, that we're not part of the same species as these people. And I said they would just start admitting that, just like they're going to let a lot of things come out. Like I said, like I said, the past, just like I said with the future, is already laid out. That's already happened already.
So you're saying, so it's pretty much what we do is predetermined in your
Yep.
So what is the point of us doing what we do to uplift the original man, woman, and child if everything is predestined?
Because that's the role you play in life. That's your part.
Right, but I can
you
stop.
Playing your, you playing, you're
but,
playing
but I can
your
stop, though. But I could stop at any minute, right?
Yeah, you can. You can, but that would be predestined for you to stop.
No, I have that choice.
No, you don't have the choice. You're doing what you're being programmed to do. You don't have
no
choice.
Sir.
Yes, you are.
Sir.
You ain't got to, like I said, when you stop, let me tell you something. When you stop doing something, the minute you stop doing something is predestined or predetermined that you're going to stop. Same way it's predestined or predetermined when you're going to stop.
You cannot show and prove that.
Huh?
You cannot show and prove that.
Sure I can. Sure I can.
No, you can't.
Just like it was, destined for Malcolm X to die on April 21st, 1965, I said that it didn't matter. It was already set for him to die that day. It wouldn't have mattered if he fell in the bathtub, if he got to die from a hangnail or a cold or whatever. He was meant to
that's
die on that day.
That's opinion. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, that's not opinion.
Whenever you did, yes, it is. It is because whenever you dealing in factual information, you know, you would look up the you know, counterintelligence programs from the government. You would look up all the environment that was created to have that brother assassinated. You know what I'm saying?
It don't matter, brother.
How do you feel?
It don't matter.
How do you think his family would feel if you told him that?
I don't care how they feel. It don't change the fact that he was meant to die on that day. Don't matter. You born. You are already genetic. You already have
time or the supreme being that you speak of.
Say it now.
So what determines that? The supreme
determines
being
that what his place was. It determines what his place was in the evolution of our people or lack thereof. And when you are no longer necessary, you're gonna go.
No.
That's how they determine.
You cannot prove that. You cannot.
That is a proven fact. He was of no more use after 1965.
How is that?
Because it happened. Because it happened.
No, it's a proven fact that he was assassinated.
Yeah,
How is that a proven fact?
If it wasn't meant, brother, we got to deal in reality. If that is reality. If it wasn't meant to happen, then
the reality
it wasn't gonna happen.
Is that he's dead.
You could get the reality is you could get shot 40 times and you could live. And the reality is you could die. Who decides that?
Diallo got shot 41 times. Did he? Well, who do you know been shot 40 times and lived?
Well, you got brothers who got shot one time and died from a flesh wound. You would thought they you supposed to come out and survive.
Nobody,
I know a brother who was shot. I know a brother was shot 12 times. I know a brother was shot 12 times.
Ain't nobody died of no flesh wound unless the wound was infected with something. You
okay,
know
but
this
like I
science.
Said, if a bullet hits you in say the inside of your thigh, right? And it severs that large artery that's in your leg. If it just hits
just
you
like
from somewhere and you could die right, hold on,
that,
I'm saying.
That, yeah, no doubt. I'm saying that's the same type of wound the brother from the Redskins had, the safety, and died whenever he was assassinated at the same time, though.
Okay, but what I'm
he
saying is
he bled to death because of that same artery that you're speaking of.
Okay, so that was determined for him to die that way. That's it. That
no,
was determined because it happened
no,
that
we
way.
We just determined that he bled to death.
Yeah, because it
so
was meant for him to die that way.
Okay, G, you cannot prove that. I'm not gonna believe that.
He died that way, so that was how it was meant to go.
So what's the? Okay, All right.
You can't say, like I said, I'm dealing with logical facts. Hold on, wait a minute. I'm dealing with logical fact that's the way it happened. You understand? That's how it happened.
That's not logical fact.
It is. That's what happened.
A bullet pierced his artery, one of his main arteries, and he bled to death. That's the
okay.
Actual
and,
fact.
And the fact is, he was meant to die.
So it was meant for those brothers to kill him.
Yeah.
Why?
Because he served no more use. It sounds cold, but that's how it is.
Did he not have a child? So raising your seed, and seeing your grandchildren, that's not a use.
That's only to you. That's not to them. That's not to those advanced men that are working. That's only to you.
That's not to me actually. That's to his children.
Well, here's the thing. Most of the black men, they don't stay around to raise their kids. Most of that's being done by the black woman.
That's a whole other subject right there. Because we can speak on black women who have been innocent bystanders, who have been murdered. We can speak on black women that have been murdered by the police with family, a loving husband, a mother and father that loved them. They serve no more purpose?
No.
Are you separating yourself from the common original man and woman? Is that what Jesus in the Bible did? Is that what the prophets in the Bible and the Quran did? And I'm not even a religious person. But at the
well,
same
you're
time,
saying prophet.
So,
hold on, let me show you something. What did you say? A prophet, right? What is a prophet?
Yeah.
What is a prophet?
A prophet is someone with a message. We can all
oh, no,
be
no,
a
that's
prophet.
Not what a prophet is. You know what a prophet is? What is prophecy?
It's predicting the future is not
okay.
What
Thank
I
you.
Mean by a prophet.
That's what a prophet
okay.
is, one who predicts prophecy.
Seeing
so
the
that
future
means the future done happened already, and
seeing,
he's predicting
no,
that
seeing,
which is coming.
Seeing the future is
okay.
prophecy. And you can predict the future because the original man writes his own history for one.
Okay.
So you can see that. Hold on. Dealing with mathematics. I don't know what your education is as far as dealing with math, Western math or math period. You know about ratios. Whenever you deal with ratios, can you not predict certain outcomes? Do people not do demographics on certain things to see, okay, if I do this in this location, the statistics show that these people gravitate towards things like this. So if I do this, I can kind of predict what the outcome will be if I do this. Is that not correct?
Yeah, they can.
Is that not correct though?
Yeah, they
is
can. Yeah,
correct?
People do that.
That's
people theorize. Wait a minute. People theorize.
And mathematics is the DNA of the universe. So at the same time, those prophets that you're speaking of is nothing dealing with nothing spooky.
Yeah, but you just said. Did you just not say that prophecy means that which is they're predicting
to
that
see.
Which is coming in the future? Yes.
Indeed.
Okay, so that
Using
means the future
math.
Already happened then. The future
no,
already
doesn't.
Happened ahead of
no,
them. Yes,
doesn't.
It does.
No,
if you can predict,
one,
if you're
for one,
predicting.
For one, I, for, hold on. For one, I use those people in the Bible and the Quran as an example. In no way, shape, or form do I believe that they actually even existed because that cannot
but
be
But then
true.
How are you going to use them as an example if you don't believe they existed?
Because it's an allegorical story in order for you to gain an understanding from if you know how to look at it.
Okay, but then if. You know, if you're
just
giving
the same
me,
way,
if you're
the
using
same
the word prophecy.
Allegory. The same way you say in allegory, that the God, the supreme being, Amen, that you speak of. Nobody can show and prove that he's. He
I
even
said
exists,
this.
But at the same
time. I did.
At the same,
I just
you
did.
You did not. You did not.
I did so.
Here.
I didn't
on,
give you. I didn't. I did, hold on. Wait a minute.
Put him
I
on
didn't
the line.
Give
you.
You
put
didn't
him
give,
on the line.
You're speaking to him now.
Oh,
you're
no,
speaking
I'm
to him now. I said no.
I'm
no,
speaking to men.
No,
I'm not.
Hold on, wait a
unless
minute.
You change your
wait a
name,
minute. Wait a minute. I spent. Wait a minute. I spent over 30 minutes. I said that the man who houses the intelligence of Amun is the representative of Amun. That's what your whole
so,
idea.
So why,
wait
so
a minute. Let me
you,
finish, brother. Wait a
brother,
minute. Let me finish.
No, I need
let
to
me
know
finish.
This, though, G, because I've been building with you about this same shit on a few occasions. Who? How were you designated to be the only one to receive this shit, for one? And two, is it actual fact that you are not charging your followers for some of this information?
Where are you getting this from? Where are you getting this from? No, I'm not charging anybody. I told brother, listen. Wait a minute. I'm trying to answer you. I'm trying to answer you.
And I'm
first
saying
of all,
not, that's what
first
it is.
Of all,
but I'm asking
first
you
of all, no, hold on, wait a minute. First of all, you said, and where you got your knowledge of Allah and you being a 5% that came from Clarence 13X, right?
His name is Allah. His name ain't Clarence.
Okay,
13X.
He's
let's
Allah.
Show respect.
Okay, he could be Allah.
Let's
okay, he's Allah. Okay, he's Allah, right? According to what you said. Now, was he designated to receive that knowledge that he gave y'all?
No, he wasn't designated. That showed he knowledged his own accord.
Okay, but what I'm saying, well, wait a minute. You just used the word You used the word designation. What made him the one to come and start with y'all and start y'all thing?
Because he was a brilliant man. You know what I'm saying? Just as Noble Drew Ali did the same thing for the Moors, just as Elijah Muhammad did the same thing for the Nation of Islam, just as Marcus Garvey built the UNIA. You know, some people, instead of talking about it, walk that walk, and Allah that walk.
Okay, wait a minute. So then obviously he was the point man to start teaching a certain knowledge to the people. He was designated, right?
By whom? He taught us that we were God, that we was not no mystery God, that there is no mystery God. By whom?
First of all, he was a follower of the Nation of Islam, all right? And all of that came out of Fard.
At one point.
Yeah,
but not,
and all that came, everything you're saying came from Fard, all right? Who Elijah got that from, who taught him.
No, Fard did not have supreme mathematics in the supreme alphabet.
Well, the whole supreme mathematics
thing. That's not right and exact.
Okay, all right, brother. I'm saying everything he learned, he got from the Nation of Islam.
No. That's Mal Sartre.
He was in the Nation of Islam, wasn't he?
Yes, he was in the Nation of Islam, but I
was he talking about
let me ask you this. Did everything that you learned, did you learn in school?
No, I came through me.
Did you come up as a Christian?
No.
What did you come up as?
I came up following nothing. I wasn't part of the church.
So you never had any type of religion since the day you was born. Okay.
Well, I'll take that back. Oh, let me take this back.
Okay.
I listened to Dr. York and was a student of his.
Right. So, but is Dr. York's teaching the only? Is Dr. York's teaching the reason why you are where you are and doing what you're doing now?
Is his teaching? No. No.
All right. So
no,
how can
it's
you
not
say
because
Allah
I no, because
and
I said let me explain why I say that. Because like I said, I acknowledge that each point of whatever he was teaching or whatever that person was teaching was supposed to be part of an evolution. I didn't take anything from Dr. York at all. His followers and all of them could say, I didn't take anything from him. Like I said, all Dr. York did was open my mind up to advanced ways of thinking, or open me up to think on a higher level beyond religion and things like that that he was doing. He was good for doing that. Now, you telling me about
indeed,
Allah
but you can't say that one person, that someone, let's say, grew up a Christian, and then they choose to follow Dr. York, okay? You cannot say that, you were once Christian. Everything you know came from Christianity. You can't say that. The Nation of Islam does not have supreme mathematics and supreme alphabet.
But here's the thing. If everything you're saying, you know, pretty much, if everything whatever else you want to add on to it, if the foundation of your teaching is from the Nation of Islam, then that's where it come from. My foundation don't come from Dr. York.
The foundation is the Nation of Gods on Earth. But also, the foundation is the Nation of Gods on Earth. The foundation is what we build upon. You know, it's not a doctrine. 120 is not a doctrine. 120 is actually 120 lessons that you use to better your life. You know what I'm saying? We study everything. This was the reason why on your post I asked you questions. Because I come from a nation where you have to show and prove. And if you don't show and prove what comes out of your mouth, then nobody's going to rock with you.
Let me kill this real quick. Like I said, the people who this is resonating to, just like your knowledge or whatever y'all saying or your 5% teaching resonates to a certain group of people, that's fine. That's who it's going to resonate to. You understand? Who this is resonating to, I don't expect y'all to for this to resonate in y'all heads, because y'all still dealing with Allah and you still dealing with the prophets and the Bible and all. That's what you're still dealing
with.
Y'all, well, let me finish. Whoa, let me finish.
That's not right and exact.
That is right and exact. Let me answer. Did you not say that your teaching works in a rotation? You have cipher, right? Okay, we don't work on cipher. Okay, exactly. So you're basically regurgitating y'all lessons. You say the same things over and over again.
No, if I'm not, because...
Yes, you do. You got your mathematics that you say the same thing over and over again.
Hold on. Listen, for one, I haven't even went into Supreme Mathematics since I've been on a
line. I know.
Are you going to write?
So what you're telling me is, who wrote the Supreme Mathematics? Did Clarence 13X write, or Allah, excuse me, did Allah write the Supreme Mathematics?
Listen. These are the lessons that we had in order to show and prove who we are.
Okay, did he write the Supreme Mathematics? Yes or
no?
No,
listen.
Yeah, that's what I'm just asking. You answer that one question. Did he write the Supreme Mathematics? Yes or no?
Indeed.
Okay, is he writing anymore?
Come on, man.
Is he writing anymore?
You're being disrespectful.
I'm asking you, is he going to write? He's not going to. The man's dead, so he can't write anymore. So pretty much what he gave y'all, that's it.
No, he gave us a foundation.
Your foundation is fine, but y'all can't build on the foundation because that's it. That's it. He left y'all a foundation, but that's as much as he built on. That's it. He ain't writing no more lessons. The man's dead.
We're students of the science of life, so that's one
okay,
thing that you're not understanding.
Okay, what I'm saying is that doesn't encompass your 120 degrees of your lessons, because you say it's all a cipher.
How does it not?
Because everything that he gave you in your lessons, that's finished. Everything is finished. He had gave you lessons. It's not a continual thing. Unless somebody's coming and going to write more lessons for y'all, then you're going to tell me something different.
No, cipher. For one, anything strong has a strong foundation. Am I correct?
Yeah,
any
it has
building,
a foundation, but the
ability.
Wait a minute.
No,
but the ability.
On.
Wait a minute. Wait
did
a minute.
Got,
but the ability. Yes. Look. Okay. That's fine. But the ability to build, to continue to build on that foundation, it, which makes it strong. If you're
and
not building, wait a minute. If you're not continuously building, wait a minute, brother. If you're not continuously building on that foundation with new intelligence, then the foundation becomes old and it dies.
No, that's not cipher, because at the same time, everything that we have, all the modern technology that we have was built on, you know what I'm saying, a technology that manifested another one. You know what I'm saying?
So what you're saying is the technology we have here came from something else. Is that what you're saying to me?
It came from an earlier technology.
Really? Where'd the car come from?
Now listen, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so you want to build on the car. Let's say Model T Ford. Now look what we got now.
No. Where did the computer come from?
G. If you want to build on the computer, let me ask you this. The computers that came out in the 60s, do they look like the computers now?
No, I'm not. I'm saying the before. Wait a minute, bro. Before there was any thought of a computer, because you say technology builds on it. Start from where a computer before in the 1900s. Tell me where a computer came from.
I don't know who invented the motherfucking modern computer, but at the same time.
Okay, thank you. All right.
But what I'm saying is, since you're saying
that intelligence, because I said that intelligence comes or is manifested in man from the future into the present, because you say the future don't exist.
Wait a minute.
You're saying that the future doesn't exist, then where did all of this stuff come from?
Where did the ideas come from? Do you mean to tell me that you do not have the power and the ability within self to invent something that has not already been manifested?
No, you don't. It's ideas generated into your head, because if that's the truth and you're supposed to be God, then you invent something.
No.
If you are God, like you say, and you said you have the power to manifest, you invent something then.
What'd you say?
If you're God, you said you're God, right?
Indeed.
Okay, you're God, and you have the power to manifest and build them. You're the God that created the universe. You're the God that created the biological structure of man and woman, right? You're that God, right?
Gee, that's not to be taken literal.
No. Now it's not literal, huh? Now you're not God literally?
No, I didn't say I'm not God literally. I did not physically sit somewhere on a mountain and create the heavens and the earth.
Oh, now you didn't do that, huh? Then what God did then? So
when
now we're getting into God
again? When did I tell you that? And for one, it's definitely scientific explanations for how creation was created.
Oh,
but
now
it's
scientific
time,
explanation, the white man.
Hold on.
Did the scientific explanation come from
you,
God?
Okay.
Wait. No. Did the scientific explanation come from you? You, God, did the scientific explanation come? Is it coming from you?
I was not born when the scientific explanation.
No. You, God, so you should be privy to that information. If you're God. No. Don't back out now. If you, God, you should be privy to that information on how the biological structure of man came to be. No. You're God.
No, are you gonna let me speak?
Go ahead.
Because here's what you're doing. Here's what you're doing. I'm gonna show and prove exactly what you're doing. You're taking an old religious concept of what God is.
No,
and then
I'm not.
You're pretty much asking me to walk on water.
You know why I'm not asking you to walk on water? Because the same way you can quote to me from the white man that you say is he got the scientific answers to how the world was created, then he's the devil and he's lesser than you. You should be able to tell me fully how it was done.
They got this information from us, and you know that. But
no,
the
then
time,
you give it to
it
me now.
Okay, then you give it to me now. It didn't come from no.
Okay,
people.
Then you give it to me. Because they got it from us, and you are us. You give it to me now.
For one, G. All right, let's be real. Because every question that I've asked you, you dodged and asked.
No,
and
I haven't dodged it. I've answered every question.
I asked you to show and prove that you have an intelligence from some future being.
Mm-hmm. I said you're saying the intelligence is coming from a future being. You're going into that God principle. I said my ascendants, my children, my grandchildren, a real bloodline. That's what I said. We acknowledge. I'm walking backwards because I got to do this now.
Are your grandchildren born yet?
Yes, they are born. Yes, they are.
Where they at?
They are in the future. They are born. The future is already laid out. The future is already laid out.
So.
And when you talked about prophecy and predicting, you danced around that about people predicting the future. Obviously, in order to predict the future.
I told you how they predicted.
Yeah, and you told me how they predicted the future. So that means the future is already laid out if you're predicting it.
Here's the thing. You haven't shown and proved one thing about anything.
No, because no, it's never going to be shown and proved to you because you already made your mind up. You want to follow Allah. No matter what, I done showed you, and you want to dance. I already showed you. You already want to follow Allah. You already got your mind made up already. You follow the Arabs. What was Fahd Muhammad?
I'm not in the Nation of Islam.
Okay, but where did your teaching come from? It came from Fahd Muhammad.
It came from Allah.
Yeah, it did. It didn't come from Clarence 13X. Clarence 13X was a member of the 5% Nation.
See, there you go.
Allah, or whatever you want to refer to him as. You want to play games with history. Clarence 13X, if he was Allah, then he wouldn't have needed to join the Nation of Islam to form no 5% Nation.
If he was Allah,
he would have did it himself.
So, okay. Now, here's the thing. See, now you're getting real disrespectful.
I'm being logical. You're telling me you follow some idea of God, and I said I don't. I talked about the ascension of the bloodline. That's realer than your God theory.
That you getting information from?
Yeah.
That you getting information from your grandchildren that ain't born?
Ascendant. Wait a minute. In the beginning, did I not ask you? Wait a minute. In the beginning, beginning, did I not
ask you?
Wait a minute. Did I not ask you in
the beginning?
Wait a minute.
In the beginning,
did I not ask you, and you agreed with me. When I asked you, I said, do you have children? You said yes. I said, are they going to have children? You said yes. I said, okay, so then that bloodline is laid out. You agreed with me on that. Now all of a sudden, now it sounds crazy when I'm talking about my ascendants are living already ahead.
But
that sounds crazy now. They already manifested. They already manifested.
What is it? What is it?
They already manifested.
What is it? What is it?
They in the future, brother, just like you in the past.
Okay. Okay.
They
indeed.
Already,
indeed.
Okay?
Indeed.
All right.
Indeed. Peace.
Peace. You're on it. Oh, three, was it? 732, call back. Oh, what? Hold on. 732?
I'm here. Peace.
Peace.
My name is True Devon, son of law, man. Today's math is knowledge, power, all born equality.
Okay.
And I was just sitting here doing the knowledge to the past conversation, you and the brother, man. And, you know, I'm just trying to get an understanding of who this either Mentalek is, that's you, or Amen is you. What name are you claiming? Who are you?
I'm New Ben Menkarays. How you doing, brother?
You're who?
I'm New Ben Menkarays. New Ben Menkarays. That's who I am.
Newman McCarr.
Newman McCarr. But
you claim to be Amen as well.
Yeah, I am. I said, and I'm going to repeat this again.
So why don't you apply that to part of your name then?
No, I don't apply it because it's a title. Just like I don't say you have President Bill Clinton or President Barack Obama, Amen is a title. I don't say I don't apply Amen intellectual Newman McCarr. I don't do that. It's a title.
It's a title, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So where do you get this? Where is your information coming from? As far as Amen, how would a person like me or anybody else that has the interest to want to know who or what this, you know, this science or this culture is or this life is outside of you though. Outside
well,
of
first,
you,
there's no outside of me.
Wait,
it's all.
Wait, hold
me.
On. Okay.
Okay.
So
right,
all the source is you. So if I was to go tell somebody, I had this conversation with this guy, Metel, and you know he was telling me about the science or the meaning of life rather, and I was I'm supposed to tell this person to just contact you, or is there another source?
No, I'm the source. I'm the source. There's always only one source, brother. To real pure, hold on, let me. I'm going to answer you on that. To real pure intelligence, there's always just one source, brother. Everything else, when you deal with that, that breaks down into information and it gets watered down. That's where all your religious doctrines and stuff come from. Now, I'm going to ask you about Amen. Now, you asked me where it's coming from. I'm going to say this again because I've been saying this all throughout the broadcast. I said that intelligence flows through the bloodline, just like you have people who have a genetic intelligence already in that they pass down through the bloodline. That is a continuous bloodline. They're not actually passing it up.
Okay, these are things that
are. Let me finish.
Okay.
Indeed. You have intelligence that passes through the bloodline, just like you have certain levels of thinking that pass through the bloodline, and it determines whether you're going to be an intelligent person or an ignorant person based on your bloodline, based on your level of intelligence.
Itself.
Yeah, it exists in the, I said, in your bloodline.
Right.
It's not in everybody.
So you understand. So you would agree with me then that all these things already are existent. They already exist.
Not in everybody, no.
But everybody has the potential to be better than what they once was before. It's past, present, and future. Like you said, you know, things are to be laid out, you know what I mean? In the future, we have the ability. I heard the previous conversation about predicting the future. And, you know, Rakim was talking about ratios and all that. Yeah, it's all mathematics, and it all exists within us and around us, and it's up to that intellect or the intelligence to get to that understanding of how mathematics works, to apply
to be able to
identify the preceding mathematics or the upcoming mathematics or the fate, rather, you know what I'm saying, or probability.
Actually, how the source of this intelligence works, how true intelligence works, again, works on something called pathmatics.
Pathmatics.
That's new that we teach in the state of Mentel. That is knowledge that focuses on one moving level of higher intelligence, constantly and continuously moving. When you get into multiples, which is what mathematics deals on when they're talking about even in the building or of man, you're dealing with multiples of biological structures or atoms and things like that, quarks,
right.
Bias. You're dealing with the multiples of that. But you have one mind, and that mind moves in a path, and it is supposed to be moving in a steady path to pull in one form of intelligence. And that one form of intelligence is where you get the whole idea of the source from. The source
that's
is a controller.
That's where Allah came with the notion of mathematics. He was not Islamic. He wasn't with the – yes, he was with the nation of Islam, but it took the past Allah in that time. Yes, he was going by the name of Clarence Smith. Then when he became with the NOI, that's when he dropped his last slave name and turned it into X. And then when he went into the teachings of the 120, he didn't come up with 120. The 120 came from the NOI. He came up with supreme alphabet and supreme mathematics. That was his insight. That was his understanding of the mystery that they was teaching of a mysterious spook of Allah. And Allah is not just when I say Allah, me personally, this is just me. Now, I don't speak on everybody. I can't speak on any and every other 5%. And that's why I don't never judge anybody, because everybody is different. And I don't, you know what I'm saying? It's one. Like when a bad apple falls from the tree, you can't judge the whole tree from that one bad apple. And you do that constantly. Now, look, Allah is not – when I say Allah, hear Allah, I don't think of a white man. I don't think of a light-skinned Arab. I think of Allah as the one God. You know what I'm saying?
Well, okay.
Just like how we're all – hold on. I'm going to make my point
okay.
real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Just like how you have – like when you're breaking down when you break down drugs, and you cut it up and stretch it out and all that, and it's becoming diluted, it's becoming weaker. That's true indeed. That's exactly what happened to us as a people. We was one truth, one existence. There's nothing new under the sun. So when you have a whole people of original people, the black man or the intelligent man, you know what I'm saying, in time, God made devil to show and prove that God exists. So we have the white man through grafting, you know what I'm saying, took that whatever, how many years process that it made him, but he exists. Yes, that's God and devil now. Now we have God and devil because of him in his way of life, you know what I'm saying? His ideology of destruction and divide and conquer and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? But we're all connected as one. Yes, with one mind. So if you think about how we're all cut at the umbilical cord when we're born, if we're not all cut, we're still one body. We're just all individuals now because we have been cut. We've been cut off. We've been cut off by the devil. We've been cut off by, you know, negative energy. You know what I'm saying? Positive energy and God and everything that makes us with the ability to procreate and live on, to see the future and to eat right mentally, proper food, mental food and physical food is going to enable us to become better than we was in the past. So we got to deal with the present now.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, you saying that you got a different level of intelligence than other 5% that y'all think on different levels. That's the first mistake. Because if your knowledge is pure, there should be no misunderstanding. There should be no, I think this, or I think that, or I believe this, or I believe that. That's your level of thinking. Like I said,
right.
I'll let you talk. Now, if there is confusion, That's a state of confusion right there, because if you calling yourself a 5% and that person calling himself a 5% and you differ, because I heard 5% say Fard is Allah, right? They went beyond Clarence. Now they saying, then you saying something else. Hold on, okay, you saying something else. So that's a state of confusion. In the state of mental, we say one thing, and that's it. There's no different ways of thinking here. There's only one.
Okay, so if you say one
thing,
brother, wait. I sat quiet
and let you talk. Now, you're talking about the black man. That whole concept of the black man came from the white man. So we don't identify with no black man or no white man. There's only one being, one solar intelligent being, one who is receiving intelligence from a future state to advance man in present state toward a future state. That is prophecy. That is progeny producing prophecy, an ascension. We are moving forward. There is no circle. The people that are still caught in a circle, a cipher, as you say, those are the people who are not moving anywhere. No, we are not one mind. All right? We are a separate mind. We're separating ourselves, and the separation is cut by those people who have moved forward. forward mentally and physically. We're not one mind with you, okay? We're not of the black race. We're not. Hold on, wait a minute, brother. We're not of the cycle. We're not of the cycle that produced Allah, that produced Jesus, that produced Jehovah. It's all the same thing. You can call it anything you want after that, or whatever you want to make onto it. But we're not a part of that. We exist as omni people, or people who are eternal. Amen. We say amen. Hold a minute. Let me finish. We say amen produced human. That's all we've been saying throughout this whole thing. You cannot connect Allah, which is an Arabic word, to no coming of no man. Well, everything that you produce over that, that's like me saying this is red over here, and we all agree it's red. But I say yeah, but then you come and you say, well, I want it to be reddish blue. You understand? That's what y'all did. That's what you did when you took Allah and Islam and you made ourself Lord and Master out of it, and arm, leg, a leg, arm, head. You made what you wanted to make it. I could just take Christianity and go crazy, hysterical, such and such and such, and make something else out of that. That's not real. That's people making up what they want things to make up. We said Amun stands firm because we raised kingdoms in the name of Amun from Egypt, and we will continue, and we will start back in the name of Amun continuously moving forward. There is new knowledge coming from beyond the sun. The fact that you're saying that there's nothing new under the sun, yeah, for the people who are trapped in circles, who believe in Christianity, who believe in Islam, who believe in Judaism, there's nothing new coming for you. But there is something new for the people who think. Wait a minute. There is something new coming from people who think outside the box, and that's what we're doing in the state of Mentel.
Facts. Okay. Now I remember a while back you said something about you don't read books. How is that?
I don't read books. I don't read books. I receive intelligence.
So how do you get your knowledge? Where do you get history and black history or whatever you decide to read up on or get your knowledge from? Isn't that knowledge coming from somebody who have either you heard it from somebody that's read it from a book or a magazine or internet or whatever have you?
I'm saying if you're talking about current facts, yeah. If you're talking about some current nonsense that's in the stratosphere that y'all all talking about, yeah, I'll listen to that. And I'm like, yeah, that's what they said. But I'm not going to pick up no book and read it. You know what I mean? Now, as far as
higher intelligence. But that's somebody else's reality, though. That's somebody else's.
Okay, but I'm talking about current events.
But what you're saying is something that's new.
I'm saying current events. If it's current events and y'all talking about this just in the stratosphere, just regular nonsense that don't really mean nothing, I can repeat that and be like, yeah, that's what's going on with that. But I don't pick up a book and read it. Now, as far as advanced intelligence about the Amun race, about pathmatics, about mentalect, and about the severing of the Amun race from the human race by the way of advanced intelligence, that's coming through me.
Now, when you say the human race, you're talking about the colored man, right? Because hue means to have color, correct?
No, it doesn't. The original word for hue means created. They added that in the Latin to the word color.
Okay, now you can say the same thing for Allah. Allah doesn't mean a white man. Allah just it's a meaning behind Allah, the Father, the Creator, the original man.
No, y'all adding black. That's not what that means. That is not what that means. Y'all made that up. That is
so
not
what
Allah
means.
Allah is an Arabic word. It means God, or it means higher. It means Most High, or God. That's all it means. It's an Arabic word.
Does that not apply to the black man?
No, it don't. It don't apply to the black man. Not today.
Well, who does it apply to? Because anything
if it applies to anybody, if you're dealing with reality, how it applies to the white man now.
Okay.
Unfortunately. You black men ain't in control of a damn thing. So y'all need to stop with this you God business. Y'all ain't in charge of nothing. The devil is. The so-called devil that you call a white man is supposed to be a weak, wicked, grafted person. He in charge of everything.
Are you not in charge of this Blog Talk radio show right now?
I'm in charge of the Blog Talk radio, but they can shut the thing off, but the message is still going to get out.
Okay, but you just said we can't control anything, though. But you are controlling it at this point in time. We're not talking about what can possibly happen. We're talking about what's happening in the present right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We're talking
about
what's happening
in the present. And right now, in my world, I create a whole lot. I'm a very active person in my community. You know what I'm saying? I heard you before say the gods don't do nothing for their own, and, you know, all they do is repeat others. You know what I'm saying? Then you said something about in the cipher, all they do is just repeat everything. That's not a cipher because In the cipher, everything deals with 360 degrees. So when four, five, six brothers come together and form that circle, there is somebody that is speaking, and there's somebody that is trying to gain an understanding of what is being said. So until that man gets that understanding, then the 360 degrees is complete. That's
well,
why we build and destroy. We build a positive to destroy the negative. The unknown.
Said.
The unknown has.
Said.
Go ahead.
Well, you said it's complete, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said after y'all finish building, it's complete, right?
That was your word, right? That depends on what subject or on what was gained from what was being spoken.
Okay,
the wisdom is flowing. You know what I'm saying? Wisdom is the vehicle of knowledge. Knowledge is the
seed. But listen,
so
what I'm
somebody
saying.
Somebody wants to make that seed grow. It has to come in the form of wisdom, which is water, which flows. You know what I'm saying? It's abundant of life. And until he captures and until he gets understanding, you know, that's when you will
What I'm saying is anybody writing any new lessons?
Is anybody writing any new lessons?
Yeah, past
that,
y'all
120. That happens constantly. It happens constantly.
Oh, who,
everybody
who's writing
walk
new
a
lessons?
Life.
Who's writing the new lessons?
Everybody.
Everybody. That's
right.
Wrong. That's wrong. Because now it's watered down and it's diluted. It's only supposed to be one source.
But what lessons
Clarence
are you talking about, though?
Clarence Allah, what you referred to him as, was your point man. So unless you get another point man, and y'all all talking about
Allah,
y'all God,
Allah.
And y'all all, whoa. Unless you get a God, unless you
a mental death, but never chance for a physical death. Meaning, yes, the father has passed on in the physical, but he is still present, meaning his teachings are still here. When we come
that's why y'all got confusion now. That's why you believe one thing. You say, I don't know about the other five. Because the minute you did that, that proves y'all in a state of confusion. Because it shouldn't have never been I don't know what they say. But that's what I'm talking about. Once you did that, and y'all talking about, y'all all build and y'all add things to it. There's supposed to be one point, man, not a bunch of guys. You understand? This is not a committee. That's how y'all do y'all thing.
It's not how it's supposed to run, bro. It's one God. It's still one God. It's not like this God.
Then it should be one understanding. Then it should be one understanding. It shouldn't be multiple understandings.
Right. That's why we build.
Yeah, but y'all. But you telling me you said I don't know what they think, but I feel like this. It shouldn't have been like. When you did that. That meant that y'all in some state of confusion.
I don't know what they think according to what you asked me because that person that you're talking about isn't here to answer me. So,
you familiar with the other people and what they're saying. You're familiar with it because you
come. For the most part, yes.
Okay,
but
so if you're familiar with it and you differ
because
and you differ,
asking,
wait a minute, and you differ
them,
in what's being
me.
Said. No, but if you differ in what they say and you said you differ, then that means there's confusion.
It depends, though. It depends.
Ain't no
on
depending
what,
on nothing. You're
depends.
Not saying
yes,
what he's
yes,
saying.
It is.
Y'all
every
be
question,
5%.
Every question won't be answered 100% by everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, then that means there's no one understanding. See, we don't deal with that here. There's only one understanding here, and it's based in law. It's no different. There's no different philosophies or theories. That sound like religion all over again. That's theories or what you got from the theologians. But listen, brother, I got to go. I got more calls, okay?
Peace.
All right. 337. 337, you're on the air.
Yeah, what's up, man? How you doing? This is BZ for real, man.
Okay.
And like that, I mean, I totally, sometimes I couldn't even understand because the brothers wanted to talk at the same time. I couldn't understand, like, who was talking or which was which at one time because I came in kind of late. You know, but I totally agree with that, you know, especially with the idea of the future, that if you can predict the future, then it must already have been laid out. You know what I'm saying? That it only makes sense, you know, and just like you said, like in so many different ways, if there is a difference, if everybody is in one little community and there's difference, that's exactly what it is. It's confusion. If people saying one thing and you got another person saying one thing, I'll say, we both got the same message, but this is what I believe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
That's confusing. It should be all one thing. It's just like when you look at the Bible and black man start to find out that, you know, that's his story. And then you got Jews and you got Christians and you got Islam, and it seems like it's a bunch of different stories, but yet it's the same. I think it is one story. You know what I'm saying? Everything is one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We just cut off from that, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's crazy. So, I mean, I agree. I agree with what you're saying, man. You know, now you was the one at the beginning that was saying that you you studied in the Dr. York, or was the other guy?
No, I said I studied. I was a student at Dr. York, but I said, and what we're doing in the state of Mentel, I'm not taking anything from Dr. York with me, because his followers and his students are always saying to me, well, where'd you get this from? Where'd you get this? They don't recognize nothing I'm teaching. Dr. York taught about religion. He taught about dispelling religion. We're teaching about mental communication, advanced mental reception. That's what we're teaching in the knowledge of mental life. We're teaching about future knowledge or advanced mental reception.
So you agree with some, like most of the things that Dr. York taught?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I agree with it for what he on the subjects he was teaching on. I agree with it. But
right.
Like I said, as far as what we're teaching, we're not teaching what Dr. York taught. We're dealing with mental reception and advanced mental reception, and the opening of receiving future thought, a higher intelligence, which is mentalect.
Okay. All right. One more question. When you talk about the future, like it seemed like to me, like, when you deal with the concept of parallel universes, can it be considered like a concept of world lines, as opposed to looking into the future and being able to change the future rather than looking into the future but on a different world line, which means that you can't change it. You know, the future won't be affected by the change.
Mm-hmm. Here,
like it's like, for instance, the butterfly effect. Is it like the wrong concept of changing the future? Because like when you look at the butterfly effect, they make it seem like if you see into the future and you go and change something, then the future will be affected. Like, or everything in the past that happened in the past would change and be affected.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I think it's more of a case of different world lines, like parallel universes. Different world lines, where when you are seeing the future, you're seeing the future on a different world line.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me explain how this works. There's only one universe. You have different solar systems in a universe. All right. There's no parallel universe, because that's an oxymoron. How is it going to be? The word uni means one, so there can't be one bunch of universes. There's only one universe. Okay. You have different solar systems in which time is matriculating through those. Through those different solar systems, and based on, you know, whatever solar connection they have, or whatever rotation or whatever their system is working around. But here, there's only one outcome. Even like I was explaining to the brother with Malcolm X and all these other people, it was destined for those people to die. You're born with a time link. You're born already, like I said, with a time when you're going to die. What you're going to do is already predestined already. Malcolm X was supposed to die on that day that way. If somebody changed it and he didn't go to the auto bar and ballroom that day, then he would have got hit by a car. Because if it was meant for him to be here, if he was really important into the future past 1965, then he would have been here.
So we know that our ancestors had that knowledge. A lot of our ancestors, right? Because, you know, a lot of these predictions are, you know, engraved in stone or whatnot. Is it possible that the devil has this knowledge also, as opposed to what's going to happen, when it's going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, he has bits and pieces of certain things. But like I said, you know, as far as the whole God and the devil thing, like I said, we in the state of Mentel, we advance beyond that. We don't deal with that. That's a bunch of half-hearted fantasy nonsense, you know, dualistic nonsense. We say Amun is a full being. We are full people who house good and evil, or what you call good and evil, just personality traits within us. So all that God and devil nonsense is out the window. We pass that.
Well, yeah, when I say the devil, I'm talking about like what we call the devil. It's like, say, like the
white
powers,
man?
Yeah, the white man, or the powers that be, the elite or whatever, you know, who are also giving us these prophecies through movies and things like that. And I mean, most of it is things that they make happen, but there's other things too that either happen or is bound to happen, and they kind of give us some insight of what could happen or what is to come. You know,
they play a part in that, like this guy Nostradamus. Like I said,
right.
these people was receiving prophecy from the future. They would have images generated into their heads, right, based on, you know, because these prophecies or these things that were happening had to come out, and so they wanted someone to record that. So you had future beings sending intelligence, just like they always do. They send intelligence to the minds of people. They generate images, and based on the level of thinking you are on, that's why you have something called geniuses, where you only have, because the brother was talking about potential, and we have the potential to do this. Yeah, potential, that sounds good, but like I said, you could be have the potential to do anything, but don't mean you're going to do it. And a lot of people say, like I said, they have the potential, like I said, but that's in theory. But if you're not actually doing it, then you don't have the potential. Potential means nothing if it's not being utilized. But that's why you don't have, you have few and far, what you call geniuses are considered to be special, because images are only generated in the heads of a chosen few. Right?
Right. So, like, and you deal with the, like, when you talk about the bloodline thing, and, like, would you consider, like if they're not part of that bloodline, would they still have the ability, like, so like the Nostradamus, to have those images and to have those intuitions, if you want to call it that?
Well, they, you know, yeah, they had that right there. That's not so much of a bloodline thing. They utilize those beings, or what we refer to as Omni beings, those Omni beings, or those high mental beings. They utilize humans, and they utilize almond beings to generate images. And like, they'll generate images of the computer, generate images of a car, generate images of all these things, the intelligence into the heads of the people, just to utilize them to bring these things forward. Because, you know, it's like I said, they pick and choose who they utilize to do the things based on, you know, based on their mind, their ability to open up and receive. Because what I mean by it is, you got certain people who are just so thick-headed. Right, they'll sit up here and they'll go, you know, you'll talk to them till you blue in the face, and you know, and they still gonna be with this Jesus, or there's no other way to do this, or there's no new knowledge under the sun coming, and this, that, and the third. There's nothing you can do with those people. But the people who brought in new technology, the people who brought in higher reception and things like that, these were the people who thought outside the box. So their minds were open to receive, just like my mind is open to receive. I don't have a boundary. I don't have Allah. I don't have Jesus. I don't have the Bibles and the Qurans. I have an open mind. That's why I receive. That's why I don't have to read. Dr. York had an open mind. And, you know, though he used principles of religion and things like that, but he had an open mind to receive. You know, minds is open further, because I don't have to, I didn't come with the old baggage of Islam and all that other stuff that they had to deal with and get through.
Yeah, but I don't think he was using principles of religion as much as he was exposing. To me, he was exposing religion.
Yeah, I know. I agree. He was exposing it, but you know, he lived in the answer. He did the Ansar Allah community thing for over 20 years, and he used that as a principle. If that's not a practice and principle, I don't know what is. But he eventually he got out of it. He started breaking down Islam and all this other stuff, but he used that as a practice and principle. You know, I on the other hand, you know, and the stage we in, because we're supposed to be an evolution of those groups. Everything that we're doing in the state of mental is an evolution of those groups, and even explaining of Amun as an omni being, and us advancing as omni beings or future beings who are becoming fully mental or fully mentally functionable and utilizing our capability. That was the explanation of Amun. But people are looking for you to explain it as some kind of deity or some god. Their mind's still stuck there. So those people can't receive no new knowledge.
Right.
You know, I tried to take the night to explain Amun as a thinking, advanced black man. You know what I'm saying? Now, I've been saying that Amun is a thinking, advanced black man. I'm at the stage of being a thinking man who has moved outside of those whole things or those boundaries of black and white and God and the devil. So that opens me up to receive. And anybody who's thinking outside of those boxes, they're opened up to receive. So they become an Amun being. And you have those who are of the bloodline, and you have those who are just messengers or receivers, like most of your white men who came here.
And just and you know what? Because like it goes to show you how even when people are waking up or becoming conscious, that you know you're still confused, because like you said, that you know Omni is like, you know, a thinking black man. That's almost the same as saying the black man is God, but still getting the wrong concept of God. You know?
No, well that's not the same, because God is incomplete. God is incomplete. Because God has a counterpart called the devil. See, when you are supreme being, when you are supreme full man, when you are an almond being, there is no counterpart. See, that's the problem they're not getting.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It almost seemed like it would be on the way to that. You know what I'm saying? Or damn near close. Like, I understand what you're saying, and it makes sense. But it seemed like it makes sense why, you know, that the information is leading people to think that, because we've been given the God concept for so long, and then we start to understand our history and understand where we come from, and we start to realize that, wait a minute, the white God that we've been, you know, dealing with for so long, really the black man is God, you know.
Like I said, once you say the black man and you say God, that automatically produces a duality, which is the white man is the devil. See, that's why I said we ain't dealing with that. That's the end. We can't be supreme people or be supreme beings with this whole God and devil principle, because, like I said, that's incomplete. I said Amun is not a God.
So what is Amun?
Amun is a man, an omni or supreme being, a man. When you say God, like I said, an advancing man, when I was explaining to the brother, I said that Amun is continuous, right? There is no time or no stop point, because when you stop at a certain point, and that's when you create dualities. That's when you start splitting one into two, two into three, three into four, when you stop, right? When you are in a state of continuation, that is a continuous or supreme state, then that is a full man or a full being, an omni being.
Yeah, right. Right.
There is no
being. You say being. You say being, meaning spiritual being.
Amen. A physical being. A physical, and it's no spiritual. There's no spiritual being. The only spiritual beings are these people here on earth. They are human beings. These are the people who move on that hypnotic principle of spirituality, which is where all your religion comes out of, and your mystery nonsense that that's exactly where your spook God come from spirituality. No, I'm talking about a real breathing physical man who has a solar complex that's housed in him as a solar intelligent being who is receiving light and sending messages on that light. A omni man, or an advanced, what you call a black man, an advanced black man.
Right.
And I
so
said the title.
So it's through bloodline.
Because that blood, your blood is like that fire or that power that's going through you. It's being pumped, and that means there's movement going on, and that means there's a bloodline or a seed being fed forward, and that's an evolution taking place.
So I'm trying to figure out, when you say that, how does that apply to race? Because you say black man, meaning not the white man?
Black man, I'm only using that because that's what people understand right now. But when I say, I was actually making reference to our people as evolving from black people to bright people. When I say black people, because there's no such thing as no black man. Everybody, all people are brown people. We're not black people. There's no black person. There's no such thing as a black skinned person. All right.
Yeah.
That was a name that was given to us by the white man, because he was saying that black means ignorant and there's absent of light and all this other stuff. So that was a derogatory term, and we took it and ran with it out of ignorance. But we got away from that whole black and white term because he wanted to use that as the opposite end of his whiteness. And we're not buying into that, because nobody's black. When I make reference to the black man, I'm talking about one who's still in ignorance or in darkness. And I said the so-called black man, meaning one who's in ignorance and darkness, has to come into the light of intelligence. That's why I talk about the bright man. That's why they make reference to those who are intelligent as bright people. That's what we reference ourselves as.
Right. So, I mean, if it's like the name, like, is it safe to say Nubian? Like, you know, like rather than saying black, I mean, because it's a name for the brown and bright people of this world, you know? And
yeah,
I'm trying
well,
to figure out. Say again?
Well, we refer to ourselves as mentalians or mentalists, because we acknowledge that our only purpose for being here and our true identity is as receivers of higher intelligence. That's our only purpose for being here. We only got one purpose for being here, and that is to receive higher intelligence and advance into the future, or evolve and produce a progeny or a seed or a bloodline of advanced beings in the name of Amun, as an Amun race.
So what makes the Amun race? I mean, because like we know there's different classes of races, and I know a lot of people put that spin on people, but
there's only let me because this got to be the last one. I got 10 minutes left. There's only two races. There's the Aman race and the human race. The human race are your East Indians, who are your real black people. Those are your original black men, your Asiatic black men, who the white race came out of. That's your East Indians. That's your Asians, and that's your white people, your Caucasus Asians or your Caucasiatic people. That is the people who came from the caves, who have straight dog-like fur hair, all got the same hair. We're not those people. We're not the same race or species as those people. There's the Aman race and there's the human race. We are the Aman race. Our hair grows up in the air. We have a carbon coating to our skin. We don't have melanin in our skin. We have a carbon coating that has a brown coloring to it, but it's not melanin. Melanin is an artificial coloring that was put into your first created man, which was your East Indians.
So who created the East Indian?
We did.
The Aman beings created the Indians, and that's what
they're your first humans. They're your first humans.
Was the Asiatic black man, right?
That was your Asiatic black man, yeah.
So you saying that we created the human race, which started from these Asiatics, and the skin, and that's, and from there the skin grafting came about.
You got to call back in there because I got like 8 minutes, brother. It's an artificial creation. The humans are an artificial creation. The Aman race is a natural manifestation. There's a difference. We are here by natural bloodline manifestation, and they are here by artificial creation. The human race. Okay. You can call back another time because I got like 8 minutes and I got two more calls, brother.
Okay, yeah, I will, man. Thanks for having me, man.
All right.
All right.
510, you're on the air. 510.
Hey, Lou, what's up, Lou?
What's going on, brother?
None. I've chimed in, but you handled it, man. You handled it well. Hey, man, all the brothers that's calling, you know, I mean, they call sincerely. That's beautiful. But, I mean, the question is, with everything that you believe in and everything you're speaking about, all these supreme mathematics and whatever else you're talking about, what has it done for the people? You know what I'm saying? You guys, I'm quite sure that these brothers are not, I mean, they're not rich or they're not building anything substantial in the community, because I can see what's going on in the community. So what has all these supreme mathematics done for you and the people? They have done, it has done nothing. So, I mean, a thinking person, you know, could just evaluate the whole situation and see that this is not working for us right now. This is not working. So if there has to be something else moving forward, you know, in order for us to grow as a people. Think about it, brother. Whatever you're yelling or whatever it is, it's not working, brother. You know,
that's the true test of what's real and what's not, because we building in the name of the state of Mentel. I got new brothers sitting here right around me right now and whatnot, and they didn't come by way of no slave mentality or anything. They didn't come by way of Allah or Jesus or Jehovah and these false gods created by the white man. They came in the name of Aman, so that movie Aman is working.
And if the brothers are still listening, I just wanted to put this in the air. We do not follow Nubian Menkaures. We do not follow Nubian Menkaures. It's not about the man. It's about the transmission. So basically the message. We don't follow man. And everyone that's in the state of Mentel, basically, we have had the same exact thoughts. You know, you guys were speaking of clairvoyance. Even before I heard of you, I was having these things were happening to me, you know. And based on your message, that's what drew me to you. Because we are all going through this, basically the same thing.
Well, that's
that's
an evolution. That's an evolution taking place amongst a certain amount of people and whatnot who are going to be the future people. And the rest of these people that are still talking about their old stuff from the last millennium, ain't going to be no forward motion for them. That's it. The end. I said Mentalek is a continuing line, and that is a continuing line of evolution from Amun. That is his reception being sent to move his people into the future, and that's being sent from the Amun beings. That's a real reception being sent, because, like I said, when people ask me, well, where you getting this from, brother? It ain't coming from the white man. It ain't coming. I ain't reading no book, so it's coming from somewhere. And I said the best answer I gave them about Amun is I am Amun in this day and time. I am the physical representation of Amun. Because as every son of man or someone who's coming, who's teaching, who is radiating this high light and coming with this knowledge is a representation. So thus they are Amun in this stage and time. Like I said, they looking for somebody who gonna walk out the sky sitting on the cloud and give them what they want that they used to, because the black man don't want to move outside of his comfort level of thought. He's comfortable in his degrees, he's comfortable in Allah, he's comfortable in being an individual, they comfortable in the religions they got from the white man, and that's it. So me trying to I don't explain this thoroughly.
Yeah, it's all about. I'm telling you, it's a language. If you don't understand what is being said, then you're not on the frequency. You're not on that level.
I don't even like
the word level, but it's just a language. I understand everything you're saying. You know.
Yeah, well, like I said, certain people, like I said, when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad came and was teaching, a lot of people used to speak in plain, clear English. A lot of the Christians, they wasn't getting it because they already made their mind up that that's what they wanted to be with. Same thing with these guys. They made their mind up. They're not dealing with nothing beyond that. They're not, because in them, there's nothing beyond that. But like I said, when we come in with this and we applying, it's based in logic. It's not based in culture. There's nothing left to say.
Yeah.
There's nothing left to say. I think I was very clear with that. Because like I said, it seemed like no matter what you say to people, like I said, they already made their mind up. They not trying to hear you. I said Amun is me in physical representation today, and Amun is continuously moving forward in a continuous race of people. I said Amun is a bloodline link. It is a title that is being passed from person to person to person in each time frame. And knowledge is being shared, or intelligence is being sent back from the future into this present state to move us forward from those advanced people. That's where your inspiration generates from. Because if that's the case, if you're talking about, oh, man, got the potential to think of something, why you cats ain't thinking up nothing new?
Exactly.
If you think you're the one doing all the thinking on your own, why you ain't thinking up nothing new?
Hey, that right there is difficult for people to really grab.
Mentalek, I'm stumping the hell out of people with Mentalek because there ain't nothing they can say. When people hear me breaking down Mentalek and start teaching on Mentalek and stuff like that and talking about pathematics and logically letting it make sense and it didn't come from the white man, they don't know what to say, because that's really what they're looking for. They want me to hear, oh, well, where did the white man say this, or, you know, or it's supposed to match with what they're saying, because they really believe what they're saying is the end all be all. They really believe that. People have been saying the same thing for 20, 30 years, the same thing in a rotation. They say they think working a cipher, or they saying the same rituals, doing the same thing over and over again. So they pretty much become focused into that circle of thought. And so anything outside that is not real to them. That's it.
Yeah.
In the conversation, we're going to move forward. I said Mentalek moves on a straight line. We don't move in a cipher. So we're moving on a whole different frequency.
Yeah. Hey, one more thing. It just seems like people come, or you invite them on the line, and it seems like they didn't come for answers. They came to argue their point and not get any understanding, you know?
Yeah, I know.
That's what it seems like to me.
I stayed answering the question. I said it over and over again. I keep saying Amun is a title. I'm gonna say it today. We about 90 seconds gone. I ain't even gonna play no closing music. I'll end with you. Amun is a title of a man who is housing supreme intelligence, or higher intelligence, or advanced intelligence in his level or in his time frame. That's who Amun is. I represent Amun. I wear that title today. Amun is not some guy sitting on no cloud somewhere doing magic tricks, because that's what they really looking for. They still got a childlike mentality, because the minute you say God, that starts the childlike fantasy thing going. And the minute you don't give them the childlike fantasy thing, then they, oh, that ain't real, brother. The minute you don't give them a God sitting on a cloud somewhere, or somebody coming out doing magic tricks like David Blaine or some damn body, or walking on water or whatever the case may be, you answering logical questions that's not really common sense because it's beyond their logic. Then, like I said, all of a sudden, oh brother, that ain't real.
I
think I was as real as I could possibly be.
Yeah,
I stood up on mental, like, and I still, like I said, if we walk through it logically, factually, logically, ain't nobody comparing to this.
Yes, right.
Nobody's
it's
comparing
right.
to this. That's how God's intelligence. I should say Amon's intelligence. I gotta even get rid of the God thing. That's how Amon's intelligence works. It's omnipresent, omnipotent. But good night.
Right.
That's it.
All right, brother.
All right.
Call you later. Call you later.
All right. Peace. And we are off the air.